Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All righty. Time to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend Mr. Anthony Gargano from Philadelphia. A lot to figure out. Of course, you can follow Anthony at Anthony L. Gargano, G-A-R-G-A-N-O. Check him out on the All City Network, Fox Sports Radio. He's doing a million things. Follow him is the easiest way. And let's start here.
Just call him Cuz.
The top tweet on your timeline right now is spelling Eagles. Did you feel the need to do that because the mayor is incapable?
Yeah. I love on there. She's fantastic. But, you know, we're not good sometimes on flubbing things. You know what I'm saying? That's an issue. We're a radio now.
I get it. All right, dude, let's get down to business. Couple of serious injury situations for the Eagles. Let's start with the quarterback. How healthy is Jalen Hurts?
Well, I mean, that is the biggest question, is that knee, and can he move, right? Now, he came back in the game, stayed in the game, which was big. He had a brace on, and it's probably what we think is a sprained MCL, and the brace will help that. Now, can he go 44 yards like he did? I don't know, but he's going to be healthy enough to move. I just don't know if he'll be normal, right? Like, it'll come back. I just had a doctor on, in fact, who used to work for the Eagles, and it's about, you know, it'll bite him a time, but he should be able to move. It's his left, so it's not his plant leg. It's his landing leg, so he'll be able to throw. I'm not petrified at that.
Okay. Well, then let's assume he's healthy. Okay. How comfortable do you feel with this Eagles passing attack? It has been.
Well, they haven't needed to do it, right? Like, so here's the truth of the matter is, no one has stopped the Eagles' run game. They have a great offensive line, the best offensive line in football. I mean, they signed Mekhi Becton before the season to play right guard, and it's just that right side of that line is nasty, right? Like, it creates all kinds of holes. So, you know, they're a downhill run team. I mean, they've been that ever since the bye week in week five. They said, all right, well, what's our identity? And their identity is to run the ball and behind that line and with Saquon. And it's just been, they haven't been stopped. I mean, that's the one thing throughout all this stuff. So the pass game has been complimentary. I know people think about this all the time. They go, well, you know, Jalen doesn't throw for 200 yards and it doesn't look good and all that stuff. And I get it, but what Jalen plays at quarterback is like a point guard, right? Like, Jaden Daniels is tremendously talented. I love him. He's accurate. He's a great thrower. He's just a great player, great quarterback. Jalen doesn't need to do that. He plays point guard, right? So if you see man on the outside with A.J. Brown, he's going to throw it up, and he can make that throw down the field. Even last week in the snow, A.J. should have caught that one. He catches that 99 out of 100 times. So he can make that throw down the field. You know, think of him as a point guard, less quarterback.
Imagine this question, though. Like, the first game, second game that Washington beat him, everyone said, well, Jalen wasn't in there. If Jalen is in there and he can't be 100% who Jalen is, passing the ball or not, his running helps him out. If he can't run, does that bother you all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a part of his game. You know better than anybody. You were a quarterback, you know, people. But you understand, like, that's a part of his game. But let's not make it, let's not get it twisted, right? He's not Kenny Pickett, even if he can't run. Yeah, he's still an accomplished passer, all right? Like, I got that twisted now. All of a sudden, you know, you take away his legs, he's Kenny Pickett. That's not true.
It's going to be interesting, and that's a healthy dig at Kenny Pickett. I agree with you there. You know, this is obviously too far down the list of things for us to discuss, but I bet Philly wouldn't mind still having Mariota. He's looked real good when he's been playing for Washington this year in small work.
Yeah, I'm not crying over the backup quarterback, brother. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly, sure.
I'm not crying over that. Not when I got Jalen Carter as a beast coming up the middle, and you got no Cosby. What's going to happen there? Hey, answer me that.
B has an idea.
We got something. He gonna get a full load of a lot of people.
I think how close to Carter, how close to Fletcher Cox is Carter playing now? Like, what level would you say he's playing at right now?
I love Fletcher Cox. He's the best defensive tackle since Jerome Brown. Right? Wow. Jerome Brown was part of the gangrene defense, legendary defense in the late 80s, early 90s. And I haven't seen a defensive tackle like this. He plays every snap. He won the game last week. Lost was when after the safety, the Rams were driving. They were about to take the lead. It was a 2nd and 2 at midfield, and Jalen Carter punched the ball out and caused the fumble. Eagles get a field goal out of that, and then we all saw what he did to Stafford on the last two plays of the game that saved the game. I mean, this kid is ridiculous. Second year, he doesn't come off the field.
Let me ask you this question, because you know, there are some fans up there who think there's not a chance in hell for Washington to win the game. Have you allowed yourself to feel that?
I think Washington's dangerous, right? I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win. I think the Eagles are a more complete team. But, I mean, I'm not sitting here going, you know, it's a rout or anything like that. I love Daniels. I think Daniels is great. I think what makes them dangerous is they win first down. I think a lot of what Washington has done, like they won first down against Tampa and then 11-minute time of possession advantage. They won first down against Detroit. And I don't know why Detroit kept blitzing Daniels. I thought that was silly and a mistake. So, I have a healthy respect. De'Ami Brown's playing well, so now all of a sudden he's different, so you have two receivers that you're concerned about downfield. Now, Vic Fangio plays that defense, which is a kind of keep everything in front of you, bend but don't break. He doesn't blitz a lot. He blitzed Jaden more in the second game. I don't think he's going to blitz a lot at all. I'd be surprised. But I think it's a game. I think the Eagles will win like 24-20. I think it's a grinded out game. I respect the quarterback too much. I think Daniels is just a 10-year great player.
Talking with our friend Anthony Gargano from Philadelphia here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Anthony at Anthony Lewis Gargano on Instagram. Dude, because I got to say, that is the most reasonable take I've heard from somebody in from Philly, that this is going to be a ball game. I understand you think Philly's better. I think certainly Philly's better on the O-line and the D-line. I think,
and that's where games are won, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
I can understand that, teammates,
right? Like that, and they, nobody's really stopped Saquon. I mean, that's a piece of the whole thing where they, nobody stopped them. And this run game, it's uncanny. I mean, it's 100 yards is nothing. They get it every week. He's hitting more home runs than Aaron Judge.
You're right. And that's – Brian and I have kind of been joking about that, that, you know, the Skins have played pretty good defense against Saquon, except for when they give up a 60-yarder, you know. Yeah. But he kind of does that to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. And that's their formula. So, and, you know, you forget that Devontae Smith is a first-round pick and A.J. Brown is an elite. These are two elite receivers. Dallas Goedert is a very good tight end. So they do have weapons, even though they're not a down-the-field Lions type. They don't play like the Lions, right? Like that attack, vertical, aerial. Then, you know, you got Gibbs and all that stuff. They don't play. They're more of a grind, and then they'll hit you over the top. But they're a grind, man. Like they're an animal. They're a nasty animal that you got to deal with.
So can I ask then? What the hell happened week 16? Washington turned it over 5 times. There's no way they should have won, and yet they were just shredding that defense late in the game.
Yeah, no, I think a couple things. One, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson got ejected in that game. He's a pretty physical player. It means a lot to that secondary. I did like, you know, from – I thought Washington played it well attacking Quinyon. A lot of teams – will just go away from Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I thought Washington did that the first game, and they went after him. I thought he gave up too much cushion. I think that's a change. It was the Eagles had gone on a ridiculous run, right? Like they won at Los Angeles, then they went at Baltimore, then they come home against Pittsburgh and they beat Pittsburgh. I mean, at some point, you got to lose, right? So, you know, that's how good they are, that they only got beat in the first two losses. A.J. Brown didn't play in the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're a handful. That's why I wouldn't look to that game and say, all right, well, we're going to win.
See, I look at this. Washington is by far not the team they were in either one of those games they played them before.
Agreed.
And I look at the second half. I know what people say, well, Jalen didn't play, and then you can focus on Saquon, but that has nothing to do with the defensive side. As JP said, they were carving up the defense late in that game. And I think if they begin to carve up that defense, it's going to be a different ball game. And I just think that, you know, people read into the previous games until they don't want to read into it. And I believe that what Jaden is doing now is like, I think he's playing the best football as a quarterback in the NFL at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I love the kid, so I'm not going to argue the kind of play. He's also clutch. Like, there's a lot of tangibles. It's remarkable to me how calm he is, right? Like, how he processes things, and he's an accurate thrower. He's really like a quarterback that can move. But he's a quarterback first. Like, I think people get it twisted that he's a mobile quarterback. He's a quarterback. He's got a great arm. He's accurate as all guys. So, I got my kid training, who's a quarterback, training on VR, right, because of him. So I got all the respect in the world, and he scares me. But, again, I mean, you know, Brian Robinson, nice. Eckler, nice. Like, you know, was better back in the, obviously, in his prime. You know. Zach Ertz. I mean, you know, the weapons around. I mean, there has to be some sort of, you go from 4-13 to this, and it's great, But at some point, you're going to hit that on the ceiling. I think Sunday is the ceiling.
It's going to be interesting, man. I think there is a lot of irrational confidence coming from folks we've talked to this week. But I think you're being pretty fair, honestly, Anthony. Like Washington, there's a reason they're dogs in this. There's a reason Philly's been building this roster.
Six-point dog. It's a healthy favorite in the championship game, too. I mean, that's whether you agree, disagree, that's Vegas, you know?
Well, I would just point out that they were 9.5-point dogs last week, and we saw how that went.
Yeah, true.
I do think, though, here's my question, honestly. And I thought the game plan week 16 when Washington came back to beat Philly, I thought Kellen Moore was pretty dumb to get away from Saquon late in that thing, especially when you don't even have Hurts. You have Pickett. How confident are you that Kellen Moore – who may or may not be auditioning for this Cowboys job, will be patient and committed to the run game if this is a tight game?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be. I think the Lions panicked, right? The Lions, I mean, it's a 10-point deficit, 10-point game, and they get away from Gibbs. I mean, Gibbs carried the ball 13 times. That's criminal that he only carried the ball 13 times. I don't care if you're behind. He was averaging over 10 yards a pop, right? And then you run that stupid gadget play where Jameson Williams, you're at midfield and driving, and you throw the ball with your wide receiver, which forced him to make a read, was the height of ridiculousness in a comeback. Kellen Moore's not going to do that. By the way, I hear that it's Schottenheimer for the Cowboys, and I hear Kellen Moore is coming back to Philadelphia. I don't think he's getting the Dallas job. I think it's Schottenheimer.
Which is a terrible hire, but good for them.
Hey, the one thing we unite is the NFC East is ours for the next decade because of how bad the Cowboys and the Giants are.
Seriously. And I mean, the Giants are just re-racking the dumpster fire, and Dallas is just digging so further. It's
exactly.
Wild. I think it helps Washington, too. I think they keep Kingsbury because all these jobs are filling up.
Dude, I got to tell you something. I don't know why nobody's not. I would break his door down to hire him. I think he's done a great job. I love Kingsbury. I think Kingsbury's a really good coach. And I'm shocked that nobody is knocking his door down. I would.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's fascinating right now. Look, while we're talking coaches, I've heard this a lot. I think it's a bit of an exaggeration, but I get where the content game is what it is, that nobody outside of Jaden Daniels would start for Philly. I think that's an exaggeration. Washington does have some good players, but Philly has the better 1-53. I cede you that. I like Dan Quinn better than Sirianni. I don't know where you land on that. Sirianni, to me, is just far too emotional.
Nah, not during the game. He gives you that look, and I'm barking. Dude, he's won a lot of games. 4 years, man. He's won double-digit games. He's been to a Super Bowl. I mean, I feel you. I like Dan Quinn a lot, actually. I think he's a terrific coach. He's a seasoned coach. But, it's not just Sirianni, too. It's Vic Fangio, and that defense is legit. They're the number one defense in the conference.
For sure.
They have, I mean,
but I think that's because of your general manager.
If
Dan Quinn had that same football team, it wouldn't even be a competition coming up this weekend.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm a Fangio. I think Fangio is a really good coach.
I like Fangio. I think Sirianni is a tool. I think he's a tool. Seriously.
Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Hey, you know what I mean?
You would trust me, his players love him. You would like him.
Yeah, they love him, but if he would have came at me some ways he did early on with other people, I would have checked him.
He don't do that with his guys.
He did it earlier.
The thing that pissed me off was Sirianni.
Reads veterans. He wouldn't do that. And I could tell you, I do a lot with the guys. They love Sirianni. So I hear you, what he looks like and the whole nine and everything. But he's a good coach. He is.
The team's loaded. It's going to be a fascinating game. What do you think the atmosphere at the Link will be like? What time are guys getting there? What time's that tailgate start?
7 they're in the already morning. Starting. Are you kidding me? Friday night, they'll be there. They'll just stay over for 2 days.
Can you actually do that? When do they open those lots?
They open up at for 3 o'clock. They'll be open at 8 a.m. And the people will get there at 4 to line up.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I told you when I was at the Monday. I told him when I was there, I was going to my house from the hotel on a Monday night football game. And that's when Monday night football was at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And at 7 that morning, people were already in the lot.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. Like, this thing, you know, if people, everybody's wearing green, schools, kids are doing Eagle chants. Like, this whole city is just one big party. Like, it matters here. Like, it's real. It's real here.
That's awesome. I've gotten this question a lot. So I'm going to ask it of you, Anthony. This is the last thing for me. A lot of friends, family, kind of friends of friends have asked me if I think Skins fans, Commanders fans should go up to Philly this weekend for the game. I have largely said if you can be in a suite, you're totally fine. If not, it's going to be a different experience, and you got to be sure you're ready for that. What do you think of visiting fans coming to the Link this weekend?
Well, I mean, listen, it's more tame than it was at the Vet. Ask Pete Mitch about the Vet. There was when the team was the Redskins, and there was a guy, this got ugly. There was a guy wearing a headdress, like a Redskins fan. And, I mean, they stole the headdress. They ripped it up. I mean, they did. It was crazy. Like, they used to do, I mean, it was like the Roman Coliseum back then. It's still not, you know, it's not tea and crumpets. It's not Wimbledon, right? But, it's nasty, but I don't think you take your life in your hands.
Okay, there you go to the game. You don't take your life in your hands, Anthony.
You might get
hi, Ant, be cool, I mean, brother. You know,
I got gotcha.
By the way, Joe Witt, what's the matter with that guy? That was stupid. What are you talking about?
He said the same thing before the Week 16 game.
No, he said if he runs the ball, we're gonna treat him like a running back.
He said the same thing Week 16, and nobody cared. I don't know why it's a big thing this week.
It's not a threat. I got news for you.
It's not a threat. If he runs, he's going to get hit. You know that's the way I think anyway.
All right. Well, kick his spot. Tell Joe Witt he better watch it. Does he sit upstairs or on the sidelines?
He's on the sidelines.
All right.
Thank you, Anthony.
Hi, Ant.
See you, man.
Always love you, B. Mitch. See you, guys.
Hey, man. Be cool.
Anthony Gargano. Follow him on X and Instagram at Anthony L. Gargano. When we come back, Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins the program.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Throughout the entire NFL playoffs, FanDuel takes it to the next level. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. The FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today and get started with $300 in bonus bets. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of WJFK. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. First online real money wage only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2533.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 with 2-1-3
on 2-1 and Lewis, a brother shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I haven't rolled dice in a while. Maybe we go to the casino in Philly, B. It went so well for me last time I tried to go to a casino in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you might not want to do that, though.
Yeah, I think I'll wait for New Orleans.
Actually, you wasn't trying to go to a casino. You were trying to go home.
Nah, man. The problem was I was going home. Then I decided I was going to the casino.
So this is the first time you told that part of the story, dog.
I went back to
the
hotel.
You claimed that you woke up on a bridge. You thought you was going to the hotel. It's what you said.
No.
Now you're saying you were trying to go to the casino.
I decided.
Lanfield, you heard the story. He's lying right now, isn't he?
When I got, I was headed to the
hotel. He's usually lying.
Dude, you said I fell asleep in the car.
That
and I was going across the bridge. I said, "Dude, I'm not going there." Now you saying you went to the hotel, then you got in another Uber.
I think it was an actual taxi cab.
I think you need to not do anything when you go anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of folks think that I got this text from C-Dub 1906. He says, is it just me or do these Eagles guys have this dismissive arrogance? Yes, they do. They are extremely arrogant about this game, and I think that might come back to bite them. Helping us figure out who's going to win this weekend is our friend Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hello, Gov. How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Gov.
Gov, there's a lot of football to talk about, but I know you have a lot of platforms, a lot of opportunities to speak. I don't know how frequently you get to vent, and I imagine as excited as you were about the Burgundy and Gold, maybe I'm gonna give you a moment if you'd like to vent about your Ravens.
You know, I've gone through all five stages of grief. It was anger, it was frustration. It was denial. I'm now to acceptance. I'm now to the fifth stage of it. It was hard, man, because listen, I mean, the Ravens are still, I really believe, the better team. The Ravens are better than the Bills, but you cannot win games when you're turning the ball over so much and you're not protecting the ball. I mean, you got to protect the ball. You got to stay away from dumb penalties. And I think that was a big issue. I mean, people keep on talking about what happened with Mark Andrews at the end and the drop pass. Fine. But let's be clear. We should not have been in that position where Mark Andrews dropping a two-point conversion would have been enough to get us into overtime in the first place. Like, you cannot play such sloppy football, not in this time in the playoffs. And it's one of the reasons why I think if you – and just from a completely objective perspective – the two teams that are playing the best football right now are the Chiefs and the Commanders. And it's very simple. They're not making dumb mistakes. And if you do that in the NFL playoffs, you can be successful. Stay hot, stay healthy, don't make dumb mistakes. It's pretty simple. And so it's frustrating because, I mean, you know, I still do believe Lamar Jackson is going to be the MVP. I think he's earned it because I think he had an unbelievable year. He is now a three-time MVP, and he's 28 years old, which is absolutely insane. The Ravens still have a really, really good, strong team. And, that's on pace to have a really good, strong team next year. But you have got to play better football and stop playing such sloppy football.
I can't wait to that game to play sloppy.
All right, let's turn the page, focus on championship weekend.
Thanks for letting me vent, though.
Anytime, Gov. You have a direct line, sir, anytime you need a call in. But seriously, nobody had the Commanders going this far, and here they are. And, you know, the story is just incredible. B. Mitch and I have a steadfast rule. We're not talking about everything they've accomplished this year because there's a game to preview, right? Eventually is the conversation, the time will come for accomplishment talk.
Yeah.
But
looking back.
Yeah, right now they got Philly. How blown away were you by that performance in Detroit? And kind of what do you think for this weekend, Governor?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it reverts back to what I said before. I mean, the Lions on paper are arguably the best team in football. I mean, you know, what they have two losses in the regular season. They've been playing great football all throughout the year. But they had three turnovers in the first half. You can't win in the league if you're doing that. Not at this level. Not when you get this far into the playoffs. And so, you know, I think it was both the fact that Goff really showed off how inconsistent that he is, and you know that I'm, you know, you can't. There are some times with teams you can win without having like a star quarterback, but you cannot have a quarterback who will beat you. And I think that's what the Lions are showing, that, you know, I'm not sure if they got the guy who can actually bring them any further. But let's also be clear, the Commanders' defense showed up. I mean, you don't get the Detroit Lions playing, you know, making those kind of dumb errors and the interceptions and all that kind of stuff just because. I think the Commanders' defense, when you're thinking about where the Commanders were at the start of the year and where the Commanders' defense is now at the end of the year, we're watching two different teams. We're watching two different assignments on the defensive end. And so, not just big ups to, you know, people talk about what's happening with Jaden Daniels, and I'll get to that in a second, but it's the Commanders' defense that is really starting to show improve right now, and they're just doing it at the right time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? That is what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have preached all year, is
you've got to be able to
create these turnovers. And they're getting that done at a really impressive level, I would say.
They really are.
You mentioned Jaden there. How impressed have you been with his level of play?
I mean, Jaden, if you can't look at this game and think this guy is a rookie. I mean, it's actually absurd how poised that this guy is. He's right now, I mean, think about it. He is the most efficient quarterback in the league in the no-huddle offense. And the no-huddle offense is the most complicated frame of an offense to pick up, particularly as a rookie. Because, you know, when you don't have to run in the no huddle, you can hide a lot of weaknesses, right? You can hide a lot of things because you have time to be able to regroup. You have time to be able to get your team lined up. You have time to be able to make the adjustments. The no huddle offense is ridiculously difficult to be able to run efficiently. And I'm talking about for somebody who's been in the league 5, 6, 7, 8 years. This guy's doing it as a rookie, and he's the most efficient one in the entire NFL. So, I mean, that alone helps to explain the phenomenon of Jaden Daniels, just how good this kid is and how quickly that he is. And, I mean, you know, the other one that really gets me on this is if you look at fourth down conversions, first of all, you have a coaching staff that is just like has no fear.
yeah.
But when you're looking at which I love, honestly, I love that. But also you look at what's happening on fourth down conversions. Do you know the Commanders are converting 87% of their fourth downs?
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd. 87% of their fourth down conversions that they are getting done with a rookie quarterback. And so I just think what's happening right now with the Commanders is special. And real talk, listen, we got to find an answer for Saquon. Saquon is, and it's both Saquon, but it's also just that offensive line, which is just some dogs down there.
Sure.
And Saquon is playing great, great football. But you find an answer for Saquon Barkley. Do not let him get those long, bruising runs. You know, he can do the kind of, you know, he's going to get the ball quite a bit, but keep him from getting the ones like we saw against the Rams, the 30 and the 40 and the 50-yard runs. I really think that the Commanders are going to go up to Philly and are going to take this win this weekend.
Wow. So you, I mean, I think there's a very, very real chance. They've got a chance, dude.
Yeah, they're New Orleans bound. They're New Orleans bound.
Would you?
Will
you go down there? I don't know. Do you go to the
Super
Bowl normally? Yeah.
I will walk to New Orleans if the Commanders are there. Absolutely. That's one. If one of our teams are in the Super Bowl, oh please, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
We will see you there, sir. I mean, B and I are already slated to go. If the Burgundy and Gold goes, it's going to change.
Our trip might be extended.
I think we're going to be there like 12 days. I don't know that physically I can handle New Orleans for 12 days.
I got you. Don't worry about it. Let me tell you something.
New Orleans is a fun city, man. New Orleans is a fun city, but it is going to be crazy, crazy if the Commanders are down there. Crazy. But I really do. I mean, I think that the Commanders have a real shot. And again, it goes back to the same formula we always talk about, right? Hot, healthy, and don't make dumb mistakes. And I think that the Commanders are all of those things right now. I think that the Eagles, we'll see exactly how Jalen's knee is, because it's very obvious that knee, had some troubles, particularly towards the end of the game last time around. Saquon, he has the hand issue. Now, again, a hand issue from a running back, it's kind of like a quarterback with their offhand. It's like, how much is that really going to impact you?
Right.
But you know what? You're going to get, if your hand is hurting, your hand is going to get hit multiple times during that game. And so we'll see exactly what happens there. But you got to hold on to the ball. But the thing that we do know is that the Commanders are hot, the Commanders are healthy, and the Commanders are not making dumb mistakes. And I do think that's the formula for how you get to, how you get to New Orleans.
Absolutely. Gov, what do you think about the other game, Chiefs-Bills?
It's interesting. I mean, there's
can you
a,
even
there's a
watch that
of,
one, or does it hurt?
It definitely hurts. It definitely hurts because these are two teams that I think, truthfully, the Ravens could beat, and we should have been able to beat the Bills. I think that this was the year for us to be able to beat the Chiefs. So I'm almost, in some ways, because I'm petty like that, I'm always almost hoping that the Chiefs win, just simply so they can win again and so that the Ravens can beat them next year so we can be the ones and knock the Chiefs off the pedestal, because I don't want the Bills to do it. But I really do believe that that this Chiefs team is still so sneaky good. And the one thing about the Chiefs is people forget, they play their best football in the playoffs. And they have done it for the past 3 years, where they're always a good regular season team, a very good regular season team. I mean, they lost one game this year, ironically, to the Bills. But they really show off when it comes playoff time. And I don't know if I told y'all the story last time when we played them in the AFC Championship last year. And I'm at the game, and the Ravens come out, and they're like, they're all hyped up, and the crowd's all hyped up, and everyone's doing backflips. And the Chiefs came out just like head down, no music. They just blocked everything out. And I watched them as they came out of the tunnel. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, we're going to lose this game. Because they were like, we're acting like we've been here before. Like we've been here before. And so they blocked the noise out. And they went out there and they played a great game. And obviously we saw what happened. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. But I just feel like the Bills are very excited. They're very hyped. And I think that the Chiefs are going to come out like they've been here before. This is just another game for them. And they play their best game during the playoffs. And if you saw what happened last week with the Chiefs, again, they don't make mistakes. And that's really tough to beat in our arrowhead.
Governor, we
appreciate
your time.
You, Gov.
We'll see you in New Orleans, sir.
Man, I'm telling you. Now, will y'all go no matter what, or just if the Commanders go?
Oh, we're going.
No matter what.
We'll do Radio Row during the week.
I love it.
Thank you, Governor.
I'll see y'all down there, man. It's a fun city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try to keep Carter sane this weekend. I know he's going to go nuts.
that's Mission Impossible. That's Mission Impossible. He is so ready. And, it's crazy because just think about it. The last time the Commanders, or the Washington football team, the Skins, the last time that they were there, I think I wasn't in middle school yet. The last time we're talking about an NFC Championship game.
Crazy. Thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much.
Right back at you. Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Absolute legend, that dude, man. We're going to play Jeff's song again, and we're going to open up these phone lines.
Be mentioned ears here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the roof. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt a difference instantly.
Here's the thing with Rood. It's whisper quiet. All these furnaces that make so much damn noise, you won't get that with Rood. You don't get the noise. You just get peace of mind. Plus, they got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions like this cold weather. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And, B, tell the folks, I know you cashed in on the $2,000 of federal tax credits on Rood heat pumps. There's more information on that, Rood.com/federal incentives.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Anybody hear me? B. Mitchell Finley, Da Rood Sandstorm, Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We went late with the governor, so I'm not going to mess around. Jeffrey, tell the world what you did in advance of this weekend's game.
I made a fire song. Let's drop it right now. That's what he said, right? My bad. I put my headphones on.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. You did well.
You kind of hit us with a left hook right there, JP.
I said that in the break. I said that in the tease to the break. Let's play Jeff's song again.
It's all good, though. Shout out to my boy Rev T. Shout out to my boy Landini.
Sean Barkley. We are not worried about Sean Barkley. Left hand up.
Let him know we back up. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Let's do this.